This is Apollo Control at 59 hours, 9 minutes. The crew at this time completing the items on their checklist prior to beginning an 8-hour rest period. And we had a description from Ken Mattingly of some problems he was having getting the chlorine and buffer injected into the drinking water system. This is done with a syringe-type device which injects the chlorine and the buffer alternately through a diaphragm in the waste in the water management panel of the spacecraft. This is injected through with a hypodermic needle arrangement. And from the descriptions given by Mattingly and the discussions that he had with Capcom Tony England, it appears that the problem he had was related to the way in which the ampules of chlorine and particularly the buffer are placed in the syringe. They're held in place by a nut that screws down on the ampule, and a plunger device then is activated, which drives the buffer out of the syringe and into the water supply. Apparently the nut was not down tight enough holding the which would have allowed the ampule to ride up off of the needle, and instead of buffer being injected into the water, water was allowed to flow back out and come out of the syringe. Mattingly reported when he followed the procedure outlined by Tony England that apparently the buffer was injected properly. And we believe that sufficient chlorine was injected to take care of the requirements there. And the plan at this point is to put the crew to bed as soon as possible. At the present time, we're showing Apollo 16 178,435 nautical miles from Earth, and the speed of the spacecraft at this time 2,891 feet per second. In about 8 minutes, Apollo 16 will be crossing the imaginary line designating the lunar sphere of influence. At this point, the moon's gravitational force becomes the dominant gravity force acting on the spacecraft. And here in the control center, our displays monitoring the spacecraft velocity and altitude will switch over from Earth reference, which we've been using the bulk of the flight, to moon reference. At that point, the Earth will be 178,673 nautical miles from the spacecraft, and the spacecraft will be 33,821 miles from the moon. The velocity of the spacecraft with respect to the Earth at that point will be 2,887 feet per second, and with respect to the moon it will be traveling 3,482 feet per second. The time of that sphere crossing is 59 hours, 19 minutes, 45 seconds.